Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to the first episode of Living Epistle Podcast of 2024. And I know it's a little late than I usually release it, but nonetheless, here it is. So as of the recording of this podcast, we are on day 6 of a 21-day corporate prayer and fasting journey with New Mercies Christian Church. And I know that you, and I trust that you have been blessed by these 6 days of corporate prayer and fasting. I know that I certainly have been. And I'm so excited about the fast and this time of consecration. And I'm expecting God to do great things in me and great things in the lives of the people for whom I am fasting and interceding for. And since we are at about finishing up the first week, we're again, as I mentioned, on day 6 and about to wrap up the first week of our 21 days of corporate prayer and fasting, I wanted to do a podcast to encourage us to remain faithful to the fast and to really just to help shape what our focus should be during this time of fasting and prayer. And so I wanted to read Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. From the New King James Version, it reads, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." Amen. And I really love how the New Living Translation reads, as you all know. So I wanted to read the New Living Translation version of Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. And it reads, "Fasting is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish." You see, my brothers and my sisters, fasting is often associated with a sense of spiritual desperation. Joel 2 and 12 says, "Turn to me now while there is time." Notice the sense of urgency God is trying to convey to the people through the prophet Joel. Fasting is a call to return to God, Joel 2:13. Israel's first need, like that of the prodigal son, was not just to come home to the father, but it was to come home to God. God doesn't talk about people's need to for better plans or programs or strategies. He's simply saying to them, "You have been unfaithful to me. And it's time for you to come home," home meaning back to me, home meaning back to the place where you belong, your rightful place in my kingdom, your rightful place in me. And so fasting, my brothers and my sisters, is not about the externals. In Joel 2:13, God says, "Do not tear your clothes in grief. Instead, tear your hearts." Right? So it is entirely, what this is saying is that it is entirely possible to go without food and not have a true fast. And yes, while we are on this Daniel fast during this time, the idea here is not for us to be focusing on what we can or cannot eat. And just for the record also, it's not about us being the quote unquote fast police, watching what everybody else is eating either. We should not be approaching this from a legalistic perspective. Fasting is the response to a broken heart. You see, why does Joel say, "Come with weeping, fasting and mourning in Joel 2 and 12. And it's because repentance is the appropriate response when you and I have strayed. Repentance is the appropriate response when we know that we've gotten away from the standards and the statutes and the commandments of God. And God is responsive. The Bible says, and he is gracious and merciful, not easily angered in Joel 2 and 13. And so for some reason, God is drawn to the empty. God is drawn to the brokenhearted. God is drawn to the needy and the weak. And so God knows how frail and weak we are, and he beckons us to come to him. 2 Corinthians 12 and 19 reads, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You see, my brothers and my sisters, fasting is not a means of seeking God's blessings as much as it is a means of seeking God's face. And I really want to repeat that. Fasting is not a means of seeking God's blessings as much as it is a means of seeking God's face. Fasting is not a test for us to be super saints. It's not a test for us to see who can fast the longest or pray the most. That's not what it's about. It's not a means of us twisting God's arms or manipulating God. Fasting is not a magical formula of if we do this, then God is obligated to this. No, God is God. And so fasting at the end of the day is really about us feasting on the Lord. Come on, saints, fasting is about us feasting on the Lord. So while we are fasting, while we should be abstaining from our normal routine and our normal practices and our normal meals and our normal schedules, right? Now is the time for us to spend more time with the Lord. What does that look like? It means spending more time reading God's word. It means spending more time pursuing what God has placed in you and my hearts to pursue. It means spending time pursuing what keeps coming up in your spirit, that thing that you know that God won't let you let go of. And so while we're fasting, we're looking for God to comfort. We're looking to God for power. We're looking to God for strength. We're looking to God for guidance. We're looking to God for forgiveness. We're looking to God for hope. We're looking for God to change some things in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and in the lives of our nation and in the lives of the people with whom we come in contact with. That's what our fasting is about. So let us remember, my brothers and my sisters, that also our fasting must be accompanied by prayer. Prayer is really essential when we're talking about fasting, because the truth of the matter is we really can't successfully fast without praying, right? And so prayer is an incredibly powerful tool that God has given us, but it does no good if we know it's there, but we keep it in storage, never pulling it out and applying it to our problems, applying it to our concerns, and applying it to our relationships and our responsibilities. Prayer is the tool that God has given us to use on all the disrepair in our lives, to use it in our families, to use it in our church body, to use it in our communities, and certainly most of all, to use it for our nation. And so I would urge you, my brothers and my sisters, to use these remaining days of fasting and prayer to restore our focus and to revive the power of prayer in our lives. And one of the reasons that I've been a little late on doing this podcast is I'm on a trip with some seminary students and faculty, and we're going around to different places in New York City, different Jewish temples and synagogues and also Muslim mosques. And one of the things that I've noticed is this seriousness of prayer and their posture of prayer. And it's just something that becomes just so critically important as they're doing this. And so I want to encourage us that, again, prayer is key. Prayer is a weapon. It's a weapon of our warfare, even as we have prayed on spiritual warfare on this day, that prayer is the weapon of our warfare, and it's mighty and battle for the pulling down of strongholds. And so, again, I would encourage us to join us in corporate prayer every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. and then on Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. And you can do that by joining the corporate prayer line. But even if you can't, just commit to praying. Just commit to spending time before the Lord. And so again, let us continue on this as we're fasting. Let us look at it as, instead of fasting and giving up something, let us look at it as a time of feasting on God during these remaining days of our times of consecration and prayer. And let us watch what God is going to do in our lives and in the lives of those for whom we interceding. So again, my brothers and my sisters, I'm excited to be with you and fasting and prayer during these 21 days of fasting and prayer. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and to keep you as we are in this awesome time of prayer and fasting. And so remember, my brothers and my sisters, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle.
Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.